This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, the root's on fire. Another big day. Thank you, Lee Elsie, for a great opening hour. Always appreciate it. Great workout. I got an hour in the gym. Got a great workout. Lots going on in America today. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior. The show is Wayne Allyn Root, raw and unfiltered. Big news story of the day, Barack Obama to endorse Joe Biden. Finally, now that everybody's dropped out, everybody in the world is gone, Obama's finally willing to endorse Biden, and you know what Biden's response is? For what? You know he's got dementia. He has no idea what he's running for. Every day he wakes up and his wife says, honey, you're running for president. He says, really? Of what? He has no idea. Biden is weekend at Bernie's. This man has no idea where he is or what he's running for, and they propped him up, and finally, on the last possible moment, Barack Obama endorsed him, because Obama knows. He knows exactly what's wrong with Biden, and so he never, ever was willing to endorse him until finally he realized there is no other choice. Other big news, and I tweeted about this morning when I woke up, I believe for the first time ever, Trump is wrong about something. I mean, he's wrong about the fact that we closed the economy, but I'm never mad at him over that because that's an impossible. For those of you who are conservatives and capitalists and you think Trump made a mistake with that, let's see you try being president of the United States and all the most important doctors in America. It doesn't matter if they're Democrats. Doesn't matter if they're big government. They're in charge of the CDC. They're in the charge of the WHO outside of America. They're in charge of infectious diseases and allergy foundations. And all the Surgeon General, all of them got together and said millions are going to die. They were all wrong. Their models were all wrong. Millions are going to die, and you're going to be to blame, and you're going to be Adolf Hitler, and the world will blame you. So Trump did what he had to do. And he shut things down. I get it. But he's going to be the first president with the balls to reopen the United States of America, with the balls to reopen any country in the world. And that's going to lead to other countries reopening, Canada, England, Australia, et cetera, et cetera. Trump will be the first. So that's not what I'm talking about, what he's wrong about. What he's wrong about is when he says, I'm the one who could reopen America, he's wrong. First of all, because I'm a big believer in states' rights, only a governor should be able to decide that. President Trump should be able to decide as president, you could all reopen now if you choose to. That's all a president can do. He's wrong if he thinks he could do otherwise, but there's another reason he's wrong. Strategy-wise, he's wrong. See, I know where he's coming from. He wants to reopen the country's economy. That's great. I love you, President Trump. Thank you for wanting to reopen the country's economy. That's great. Thank you for being on our team. We got to reopen the economy. You know it. I know it. So you want to force everyone to reopen it, but you can't. And I think what's beautiful here is let the states rule and let the states win and let the governors win and let all the Democrat governors mishandle this and let all the Republican governors open way early. And guess what's going to happen? Wayne Root is confident. There's a test tube here. Okay, and the test tube is we're going to find out finally who's right. And I believe all the Republican states will move forward. Their economy will start to get good again, get well again. It'll start out a little sick, but it'll get well. And 3 months from now, the Republican states will be in so much better shape than the Democrat states. And 6 months, much better shape. And 9 months, much better shape. And 12 months, much better shape. And we will prove once and for all the people in those states will be so much happier and so much better off and have jobs and not be on welfare for the rest of their lives. Let Democrat governors hang themselves. And of course, I'm not talking about literally. So right wing watch, don't come after me. I don't want to hang Democrats. But it's a saying. Let them hang themselves. Give them enough rope to hang themselves. All that means is they will make the wrong decision and it'll backfire in their face. And they will all lose elections next time they're up for re-election. They will be vilified by their own people for refusing to allow the economy to move forward. So, President Trump, don't be so quick to say, I'm the ruler, and I can decide. Number one, I don't want you to be the ruler. I want you to be the president of a nation with a constitution that believes in states' rights. And each state will decide, and the Republican states will cruise by the Democrat states, and the people in Democrat states will suffer. And that sucks. I feel bad for them. I'm one of those people, right? I live in Nevada. We have a bonehead governor who has no idea what he's doing. Steve Sisolak up there, if there was a vote for the worst governor in America, he'd be right at the top with the governor of Michigan and the governor Gavin Newsom of California, and there's a few others on the list. He'd be right at the top. Steve Sisolak is the worst governor in America, has no idea what he's doing. Bumbling, stumbling Steve, we should call him. Worst press releases, worst announcements, worst tweets I've ever seen, has no idea what he's doing. Named the guy ahead of the coronavirus task force, Jim Murin. What does Jim Murin know? Jim Murin's a CEO of a hotel chain who's really a bean counter. He used to be a Wall Street bean counter, accounting type, and somehow he rose through the ranks and they made him the CEO of MGM and made all kinds of mistakes, almost bankrupted MGM 50 times over. With MGM City Center, which was worth $10 billion when they started building it and $1 billion on the day they opened it. That's a great achievement. And put him in charge of the coronavirus task force, a guy who literally laid off his entire workforce at MGM, let everybody lose their jobs, didn't agree to pay anybody anything much, let them all starve, let them all eat cake. The guy who decided to sue the victims of the terrible Vegas massacre. On October 1st, what was it, 2017, I believe, he decided to sue them. This guy was made the head of the coronavirus task force. Listen, I'm Wayne Allyn. Guess what I would do if I was governor? I'd name a doctor the head of the coronavirus task force. I wouldn't name a CEO of a company who just fired all their employees and who sued the victims of the march of the October 1st Vegas massacre. And the guy who built the city center that was worth $1 billion on the day it opened and started out $10 billion. They spent $10 billion on it and it was worth $1 billion on the day it opened. You're a great businessman, aren't you? So Cuomo says if Trump declares the economy open amid public health risk in New York, I will oppose it. And Trump gets in a big tit-for-tat fight with him. Don't fight with him, President Trump. First time I've ever disagreed with you. Let the Democrats destroy themselves. The Democrat governors will destroy every business in their state, and they'll come to you for money, and your job is to say, your job is not to order them around. Your job is to say, I'm not giving you money. Sorry. The other states opened up. They're not asking for money. I'm not giving you any money. That you could do. That's allowed. That's a states' rights issue. That's a federalist response. You didn't listen to me. You opened your state late. All your people are starving. Everyone's unemployed. You've run out of unemployment money. All the businesses are ruined. None of the restaurants will ever reopen again. And good luck. You blew it. I'm giving you nothing. That's within your rights. It's not your right to tell them what to do. And the other big news story of the day is right here in Nevada. Because I've said this in the beginning, and I've got a commentary coming out about it tomorrow. This entire stunt by Democrats, and I'm not saying coronavirus is a stunt. That's real. But the Democrat response to it is a stunt. They all have said, never let a crisis go to waste. They've said it before, they've said it a million times, and they've said it again literally. Leading Democrats have said, never let a crisis go to waste. We want to change the American economy and change America. This is all about voter fraud. What has voting got to do with coronavirus? Nothing. What does the coronavirus rescue package, stimulus package have to do with voting? Nothing. And yet they're trying to jam through every form of illegal, corrupt voter fraud they possibly can. And right here in Nevada, a Democrat lawyer behind the Russian dossier is pressuring Nevada to allow ballot harvesting. The single most destructive thing ever done to the history of voting, pure fraud. A lawyer whose firm hired Fusion GPS to produce opposition research on Donald Trump leading to the phony Russian dossier has written to the state of Nevada pressuring it to bow to Democrat demands to allow ballot harvesting. This is the biggest news story of the day besides coronavirus. Mark Elias, a Perkin co-lawyer, I think that's how you pronounce it, co-C-O-I-E lawyer, who once represented Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign, wrote on behalf of the Nevada Democrat Party to Nevada Secretary of State Barbara Savaski on April 10th, demanding the state refrain from prosecuting violations of current state law, which only allows a member of the voter's family to return an absentee ballot on their behalf. It is a felony for someone other than a family member to submit a ballot on someone else's behalf. Across the state line in California, Democrats allow ballot harvesting, in which party operatives collect and submit as many ballots as they want. No voter fraud there. Democrats collect hundreds of thousands of ballots. They wait till they find out on election night how much the Republican won by. Your candidate won for Congress by 26,000 votes. And then they go to work in their warehouses with Democrat operatives and Democrat lawyers lying and stealing and committing voter fraud and handing in 37,000 because they know they only need 27 to win. So they hand in 37,000 3 weeks after the election, and they defeat the Republican. This is the most incredible fraud. Our nation is now a banana republic when it comes to California. California's as bad as Iran. California's much worse than Mexico. In Mexico, they have incredible voter ID to secure the election. In California, they let you steal every election with ballot harvesting. And only Democrats do it. Republicans don't give up their ballots. I'd never give anyone in the world my ballot. Democrats, you know, their voters are so stupid, they couldn't spell cat if I spotted them the C and the A. So they go door to door to Democrat voters who have never voted, have no idea what candidate stands for what, no idea who they'd ever vote for. They'd have to go eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And they go, just sign the bottom of the ballot and hand it to us, and we'll turn it in on election day, wink, wink, nod, nod. And all the Democrat voters go, great! I've now been relieved of the burden from ever studying who the candidates are. And the Democrats sit in their warehouse, and their lawyers and their activists check every Democrat box up and down Joe Johnson and Barry Johnson's ballot. And then they hand in 37,000 of them 3 weeks after the election, knowing they need 34,000 to win. I'm Wayne Allen Root. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using the alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves with a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I personally have been using my Dr. Suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. And no more brain fog in the morning. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning until night. I personally recommend my doctor Suggest every day to my listeners. Now is the time to take action and protect your family with Dr. Pedersen's Alkaline Structured Silver Gel Liquid and Lozengers. Say Wayne Root sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll free 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT to get 20% off mydoctorsuggest.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, Mr. Health. And I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease, nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allen Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, the Root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root, the Warrior here on USA Radio. Only show of its kind on radio or TV. No script, no notes, no teleprompter. I'm an SOB, son of a butcher. I shoot from the hip. I speak from the heart. I let it fly and I take no prisoners. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I'm American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the good old U.S. of A, in the immortal words of George Washington and John Wick. If you want peace, prepare for war. That's why every day we go to war here on the Wayne Allen Root Show. Coming in from my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. The great Fred Weinberg gave me national radio syndication. Thank you, Fred. The great Edward Stoltz put me on local radio for the first time ever, and still is my flagship station, 790 Talk Now in Las Vegas. Thank you, Ed Stoltz. That's why this show is dedicated to Ed and Fred. It's the most fan-friendly show in America. You inspire me. You motivate me. I get my best ideas from you. I get my energy from you. I read every email. Contact me, WayneRoot@gmail.com. WayneRoot@gmail.com. And call from anywhere in the USA. Toll free, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. And all my commentaries now available at RootForAmerica.com. No matter where they are published in America, Town Hall, nationally syndicated by Creators Syndicate, a Gateway Pundit, it doesn't really matter. They all wind up at RootForAmerica.com. You sign up there and you get them automatically delivered to your email for free. Let's talk about some other issues. I told you election fraud is big on Democrats' mind. And Kirsten Gillibrand said, make Election Day a federal holiday in the next coronavirus bill. She's the New York senator, Democrat, attempting to make Election Day a federal holiday in the next coronavirus stimulus package. By the way, I'm a small businessman. You know, I don't have holidays. Name the holiday other than Christmas Day and New Year's Day and Thanksgiving Day. I'm always working, and I mean that. Even on Easter sometimes, even on Memorial Day, Labor Day, July 4th, I always do work in the morning, even on a day where I'm taking off. I mean, Easter's pretty much a holiday for me, but I'll do 3 hours in the morning and then take the rest of the day off. I work all the time. I said I'd take Christmas off. I do work on Christmas. I'll usually put in a couple hours in the morning. I work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now you want a new national holiday. The only people that will ever take advantage of will be federal and state government employees. They'll have another day off. Teachers will have another day off. Well, Wayne Root is working. It's not a day I'm going to take off. It's a day I'm going to work my butt off. That's what makes America great. People like me, small businessmen and women, are what make America great, and we work our butts off 24 hours a day because we love, love, love making money and taking care of our families. And now you're going to give federal employees and state employees, I think there's 22 million of them, another day off, as if they don't have enough days off. You know, it's a joke. I've worked through this entire COVID-19 month off. I work every day. And I work the whole summer while teachers get the summer off. And I work, even if I take Christmas off or New Year's off, I still work every other day the entire two-week Christmas break that teachers get Christmas off. Every government employee, not teachers, I don't mean to pick on teachers, all government employees get so many days off. You're going to give another day off now to make sure all the liberal government employees vote. And by the way, what's that got to do with coronavirus? Nothing, nothing, nothing. Just another example of Democrats using this crisis to advance their agenda, which is to voter fraud, voter fraud, voter fraud. It's the only way they can ever win elections. Here's the best news of the day. I didn't even get to open the show. My liberal friends don't understand how much we love Trump and why we love Trump. President Trump halts U.S. funding of the WHO, World Health Organization. He threatened last week, and he was threatened back with the leader of the World Health Organization, who I believe is a criminal, along with China, that literally destroyed this country and destroyed our economy, put millions of people out of work. And we got to really get even with these people. But he threatened us with body bags. He said, if you go against the WHO, you're going to have body bags. What does that mean exactly? Well, President Trump confirmed today, just an hour ago, he will halt U.S. funding for the World Health Organization while the U.S. reviews the virus warnings regarding China. The reality is the WHO failed to obtain, vet, and share information in a timely fashion. The WHO failed in its basic duty and must be held accountable. Tremendous amounts of time were lost due to what Mr. Trump called WHO slowness. Trump accused the world body of mismanaging and cover up coronavirus and failed to obtain timely information, causing a 20-fold increase in deaths around the world. So much death was caused by WHO's mistakes. The only way I disagree with Trump here, the only area, it wasn't a mistake. The WHO wasn't misled by China. They were in bed with China. Their leadership was hand-chosen by China. China owns the WHO lock, stock, and barrel. And so it wasn't a mistake. They were all in the fraud together. They wanted to cover up China's Communist Party's either purposeful attempt to destroy America or probably just pure communist incompetence.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
War. now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announcing the United States will temporarily halt funding to WHO.
Today I'm instructing my administration to halt funding of the World Health Organization while a review is conducted to assess the World Health Organization's role in severely mismanaging and covering up the spread of the coronavirus. Everybody knows what's going on there. American taxpayers provide between $400 million and $500 million per year to the WHO. In contrast, China contributes roughly $40 million a year and even less.
New numbers out from Johns Hopkins University say over 2,500 people have died in the United States from the coronavirus. The total confirmed cases of COVID-19 is approaching 600,000. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
and unfiltered. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Roots, otherwise known as The Warrior. Talk about the perfect product at the perfect time. Now more than ever, people are using alkaline structured silver products by Dr. Gordon Pedersen to help strengthen their immune system and provide themselves a barrier of protection. This is not colloidal silver. Alkaline structured silver is the next improved, more efficient generation of silver. I've personally been using my doctor's suggest silver products for 4 years. No colds or flu for 4 years. I've never missed 1 minute on the radio in 4 years, despite thousands of hours of talking. No more brain fog in the morning, which is really the most amazing thing about it. Plus, their silver skin gel has made my skin look the best of my life. It's been amazing for me. I use all their products from morning till night. And by the way, I used to sleep. I used to go to bed about, say, 11, 11:30, and sleep till, say, 6:30. Now I go to bed at 1 in the morning, generally. That's almost every night now. 1 in the morning, 1:15, 1:20, 1:30, and I get up at 5:30. So I'm sleeping less, and I'm so clear and alert and focused and high energy in the morning from the minute I bound out of bed. That's only since I've been taking their silver solution. So those are the things it's done for me, kind of amazing. I personally recommend my doctor suggests every day to my listeners. Say Wayne Allen Roots sent you and receive 20% off every order. Call toll-free, 866-660-9868, 866-660-9868, or go to mydoctorsuggest.com and enter the promo code ROOT. And you get 20% off, not the first order, every order. 20% off always from My Doctor Suggests. Could you say, I love the Wayne Allen Root Show, or Wayne Root sent you, or Root, any of those, get you in the secret door. MyDoctorSuggests.com, 866-660-9868. So I've got my guest here, James Hurston, who's here every Tuesday afternoon. New York Times bestselling author, law professor, expertise, entertainment industry. Website, jameshurston.com, H-I-R-S-E-N. Hey, James, how you surviving Los Angeles?
I'll tell you, it's definitely still lockdown central, but I heard your commercial. You're having the president's sleeping habits.
That's amazing.
I wonder if he's using those supplements.
I think he's been doing it his whole life. But him and I share a lot of stuff. I mean, we're both very high-energy New Yorkers, and I've never smoked in my life, I've never done a drug in my life, and I've never drank an ounce of alcohol in my life. And he's the only one I know who has the same three things. Never drank, never smoked, never done drugs. So pretty amazing. Him and I have never had a drink. I've never, you know, I sipped alcohol a couple times at the age of, you know, 18, 19 when I tried it out, and I hated it, and I've never touched alcohol ever again the rest of my life. So Trump and I are...
When you had a drink, you never inhaled.
That's it. And I never inhaled the pot either. I never...
And I didn't like it either. Okay.
Yeah. I just never went near that stuff. And I was a pretty good athlete in school, and I just looked at all the guys that smoked or drank or did pot. And I swear, I looked at them, and they were just all losers who hung out on a couch in the back of someone's house smoking pot. And they never went anywhere in life. And I said, I don't want to be that. So I've never gone near pot in my entire life, ever. And I'm glad I didn't.
Good for you. And, you know, here's an interesting stat about here out here on the left coast. You know, Gavin Newsom's getting all kinds of credit. During this entire coronavirus episode, the amount of deaths in California total 17 deaths per million people. New York State, during the same period, per million people has 500 deaths.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these are assuming that the deaths, you know, are legitimate in both states, but what's interesting is, you know, a lot of people are saying, well, it's because Gavin Newsom was early. Well, he was only a couple of days, 3 days earlier than Cuomo. But there's a lot of anecdotal data coming from local physicians in California who say that in late December and January, they had a lot of patients coming in claiming they had flu-like symptoms. And in some cases, they tested them. And it wasn't the flu.
Okay.
So the idea of the herd immunity, that because there's so many Chinese people that came to both Southern California and Northern California, they come to San Francisco and Los Angeles and Orange County, that it's possible that the coronavirus came through the state of California and, you know.
And they got herd immunity.
And they got herd immunity. And then some of them, at the time, we weren't even aware of what it was. And so people thought, oh, it's a really bad flu this year, which is what it's shaping up to be, is a bad flu, which is just what Dr. Fauci wrote in the New England Journal of Medicine in terms of the mortality rate, in terms of the, you know, the final death count, all that stuff. But it may be that that's what happened, because California, if it were a nation, it would be one of the most successful nations in the world at fighting the coronavirus. And, I, you know, as much as Gavin's done a decent job, I can't give him credit for that. You know, and then you look at the city of San Francisco, which has a very low number of cases. And, the mayor of San Francisco's a loon. And San Francisco's got homeless people and hypodermic needles and all this stuff. So that, I think there's got to be an X factor.
Well, can I tell you, variable. Let me tell you, there's two things I want to respond to about this. Number one, it's the most unfair thing in the world that everything that happens bad and every person that dies gets blamed on Trump. But when you have a state like New York that's out of control with deaths, it doesn't get blamed on Cuomo. It doesn't get blamed on de Blasio. In other words, if you're number one in America in deaths, you should be called the death governor, Governor Death. But instead, the media loves Cuomo, so he gets no blame. They just say, wow, isn't he fantastic at the press conferences? Hasn't he done a great job getting us supplies? Everything is positive. If Wayne Root was the governor of New York, and I was a Republican, and people were dying, they would call me Dr. Death, Governor Death Wayne Root. It's a credible double standard. And number two, why do I think Gavin Newsom's state has done better than New York? I lived in New York for many years, and I lived in California for many years. And all I could tell you is, I am a person who believes, let's see what you think about this, James, everything in life is about fitness. I work out an hour a day hard, every single day, and I mean hard, sometimes an hour and a half, plus I go for a walk every night with my dog. So really 2 hours a day I work out. And I think most people that I knew in California work out. And most people I knew in New York were fat. New York, the people dying are obesity, man. It's all about obesity. That's the truth. The study's out. Obesity is the single biggest factor. And the people dying in New York are in poor neighborhoods. They eat terrible food. Because they're poor, they eat McDonald's and terrible fast food that's horrible for you. And they're very overweight. And they've got all kinds of underlying disease. And they've all got diabetes. And when you work out, you don't have diabetes. So no one in California has diabetes at the level they have it in New York. That's why New York's done much worse than California, in my humble opinion. Your thought?
Well, I mean, I think there's truth to that. California is more fitness conscious, partly because of the weather. People are outside. It's just part of the deal. And fitness centers are overrun, and they're a place where people meet. And it's New York is more of a nightlife town.
Right. Where, people are not healthy in New York.
I mean, California, basically everything rolls up at night. It's a daytime town.
And daytime people are much healthier, facts prove. What's funny? There's a lead story of Drudge right now, as I'm sitting here right now, as I'm listening to you. Here's the study of Drudge, steps for a longer life. The more you walk, the less likely you'll die, new study finds. The more people walk, doesn't even have to jog, don't even have to do one of those, you know, those hot yoga classes. I mean, just walking every day, the more you walk, the more you will live. In California, I think people definitely move their bodies. And when I lived in New York, I didn't know anybody who really moved their body except me. People all sit around, they watch TV in New York. They do not work out all day long like they do in California or Colorado. Some states are more fitness-oriented. California is pretty fitness-oriented. I think that's why you guys wound up doing better in this whole disaster.
Well, it's very possible. But the other thing is that the New York deaths appear to be inflated. New York Times said about 4,000 of the deaths in New
York
weren't
even coronavirus. Yeah, they just
were presumed to be coronavirus. In other words, there was no medical evidence. It was just a educated guess of the physician. And the physicians in various states have been told, well, if you suspect it's coronavirus, just default to coronavirus. Just put it down that way. And so the vast majority of the deaths across the country have additional causes, you know, medical causes. And as you said, the number one is obesity, but there's things like diabetes and heart conditions, digestive conditions, liver conditions, cancers, all that stuff. And yet they're being counted as pure coronavirus. And why that's important, if you inflate the number of deaths, you also inflate the mortality rate. And if the mortality rate's too low, then it looks too much like a flu. And we can't say it's a flu, because, you know, people say that's heartless and that it'll cause people to die and all that kind of stuff. But Dr. Fauci said it was had a mortality rate like a, quote, severe flu, close quote.
All right, when we get back, we have so much more to talk about, in particular your column on government closing churches on Easter and what Kentucky did, how they handle it, and then my old nemesis, Chris Cuomo from CNN. I can't wait to talk about that. Chris Cuomo and another big macho beat somebody up because they said something bad to him and he acts nasty to them, and he won't lose his job at CNN even though he criticized CNN left and right. Unbelievable, the double standards liberals have, the incredible safety net they've got for a guy whose last name is Cuomo. What a spoiled brat, lucky sperm club guy he is. Father was governor of New York. Everybody loved him. He can do no wrong. His brother can do no wrong. We'll be right back. More with James Hurston. Wayne Allyn-Root, the warrior. James Hurston found at jameshurston.com. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolfe is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn-Root! Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com,
and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Can speak with a capitalist, evangelist, and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, the sponsor of this segment of the show, Real Water. They give you negative ions in the water. It helps you hydrate on a cellular level and provide a powerful antioxidant effect. I can't get over the clean, smooth taste, how great it makes me feel, and it's got real science behind it. I told my friends Brett and Amy, owners of Real Water, I wanted to offer my listeners, you, a special deal on Real Water, and they agreed. Instead of running to Costco or a supermarket and lugging it, you know, or Sprouts or Whole Foods, and lugging a whole case around, bring it to your car, bring it into your house, here's the deal. Go to Amazon, or you might have a Prime account at Amazon, and search Real Water. It's the blue rectangular bottle that says Real Water. Add it to your cart, and when you proceed to check out, there'll be a coupon section, and all you do is you put in 10 WAR, that's the number 10, and then WAR, no space, 10 WAR, and you'll receive a 10% discount. The Real Water will then be conveniently delivered right to your door. 10 WAR, all caps, by the way, W-A-R, all caps. Doesn't get much better than that. Great-tasting Real Water with all its great beneficial properties delivered right to your door. Get it at Amazon or Amazon Prime online. Search for Real Water, put in 10 WAR, and you got it, 10% off. And it's delivered to your house. Back with my great guest every Tuesday afternoon, James Herson. And, James, we want to talk a little bit about your column about government closing churches on Easter. I want to hear your take on this.
Well, look, the most extreme example was an innovative thing that pastors of churches put together. They said, hey, you know, we'll take a model of the drive-in movie, and we'll have people come into the parking lot, and they'll tune their radio stations to a certain frequency, and they can sit in their cars, and I'll make sure their cars are parked a distance apart, and they'll be able to participate in church, listening to a sermon. Sometimes in New Hampshire, one of the pastors was up on his roof with a worship group singing and preaching. And there is, you know, nothing that illustrates the hatred of people of faith more than what was done in various towns across this country, but mainly Louisville, Kentucky, the mayor, and Greenville, Mississippi, the mayor. They both had similar ordinances they put into effect, and they made it criminal to go to church and sit in your car. And meanwhile, in their same city, people were going to Jack in the Box and McDonald's and the drive-through pharmacy and the drive-through bank doing much the same thing, or sitting in any parking lot they want in the city. But if the parking lot was attached to a church, it was criminal. And in the case of Greenville, Mississippi, there was a $500 fine. The police showed up and started harassing the worshipers. And by the way, in Louisville, there was a public interest law firm that brought an action, and a federal judge got a hold of this order and issued an injunction before Easter, so the people in Louisville were able to go to their drive-in church. But that, and the governor of Kentucky, Beshear, said that he was going to send police out to church parking lots.
Take down
license numbers and then force them into a 14-day quarantine. I mean, this is un-American.
Well, let me ask a question.
And James, it's highly selective and arbitrary.
One question. There was also a report that they found nails all over the parking lot where they were pulling their cars up. You're not telling me the police took nails and put them on the ground in Kentucky, did they?
Boy, I did not hear those reports.
Yeah, that's what I saw.
I cannot imagine.
Maybe some liberal group did it. Maybe not police, but some liberal group might have done it.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like, that somebody with it, that's, blatantly illegal. I mean, if the police ever engaged in that would be a crime in and of itself. So, but in any case, this is the type of thing. We're seeing the state and local officials get a taste for power and prove Lord Acton's admonition. You know, that absolute power corrupts absolutely. Look at this Whitmer, this nitwit governor of Michigan, who decides to close down parts of Walmart, close down the garden section, because people shouldn't be shopping for seeds, according to her, and yet leave other sections open. I mean, it's just this arbitrary exercise of power, denying civil liberties. I'm so glad that we have some judges left on the bench who public interest lawyers, and not the ACLU, unfortunately, because they're not involved in civil liberties anymore, but various religious freedom groups can get in front of these judges and kick back some of the power of these state and local despots.
Well, this I will say, James. Look, I'm very queasy at any time government tries to crack down on churches. I don't like it. But I do think crowds at this point is not going to work unless you have masks and you practice social distancing. But if you agree to do a church service in basically a drive-in setting and you're in your car, there is nothing the police should ever do. There's nothing wrong with that at all. What's wrong? If you allow employees to work as a cashier at Costco, why can't you sit in your own car with your family with the windows up and listen to a church service? That's just plain, unconstitutional and wrong and really disgusting. So that's the one that really gets me. They won't even allow that. What kind of a country are you persecuting Christians from sitting in their car at a church service? James Hurston, great to have you on. JamesHurston.com. Thank you, James.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.